and your seasonings and so on when you add the water. Now, my grandfather was a great believer in what you might call the traditional 19th century meal of several courses. And we rarely, therefore, had what you would call the really thick gumbo with okra and so on. But we frequently had oyster gumbo, which is called filet gumbo. Mm-hmm. Now, the filet is the pounded powder of the sassafras leaf with other items in it, sometimes a bit of bay leaf, for example. Mm-hmm. And so that an oyster gumbo is quite thin in comparison to most other gumbos, the way we had it, say, as a first course, you know, at Sunday dinner, for example, would have maybe 3 dozen oysters and a light brown soup with rice, though. Mm-hmm. And then also that same kind of soup with the filet powder is made with turkey carcass or chicken carcass after you've stripped it, pretty much. You cook the whole carcass of a turkey. We always have that, let us say, the week after Thanksgiving at my house. It has no okra in it either. But as I say, that's the basic recipe, and that and the oyster are very similar. And so, but then, so you got the gumbos there, the filet gumbo, and the in French we call it gumbo fevi. Fevi is another name for okra in local French.
How do you spell it?
F-E, a grave, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. V-I, fevi.
Mm-hmm.
All these are still very, I mean, the okra ones are especially popular, but in families with some background in the place, I mean, the filet gumbos are frequently eaten too. I mean, the idea of it's coming after Christmas or after Thanksgiving, for example, all an excuse for a turkey gumbo. And when somebody buys a sack of oysters, they're sure to have an oyster gumbo too, somewhere along the line. I forget where we got off the track.
We were talking about okra, and I asked you to describe gumbo, and you did, so that's fine. If apple or plum was left too long...
My children always say, I never ask you questions because you always give me a 50-minute lecture.
Well, if an apple or a plum was left too long, the skin might dry up and...
I've heard pucker, I've heard wrinkle.
Mm-hmm. Word beginning with S-H.
Shrink?
Shriv.
Shrivel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a person has a shriveled face, yes, mm-hmm. I can see the analogy there.
Then a vegetable that comes in large leafy heads, well, there are more than one.
More than one leafy? Yeah,
more than one type. But if
I thought you meant Brussels sprouts. Well, cabbage, certainly.
Okay, and if you were talking about those, well, what is the plural? Several
cabbages.
Okay. Then if you wanted to get beans out of the pods by hand, what would you say you were doing?
That takes me back. I haven't seen anybody do that in 25 or 30 years.
Oh, I do it.
God bless you. They're a lot better than the ones that were frozen or anything. You shell the beans.
Yeah. And what is the type of bean that you would shell that's, well, about like so, kind of ear-shaped, green or white, or speckled?
Well, now let me say that, first of all, there's what we call snap beans, because they don't pronounce the P.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most common kind, I suppose, eaten at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were usually boiled with a little bit of tomato and a few potatoes, mm-hmm. and cooked so that all